The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sukkah Daf Ches. I'd like to discuss today who is kosher and roi to build a sukkah and to be misachich, to put the schach upon the sukkah. Sometimes people are busy. Of course, we know that the klal gadol in mitzvahs, mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucha, if a person can do it himself, the balabais himself can do it. It's definitely recommended, and it's a great inyan in doing it for a person to do it himself. However, not always is that an option. Not always is that practical, and therefore it's important to know who may help a person make a sukkah. In today's daf, the Gemara talks about sukkah's ganbach. The Gemara says that is acceptable. It's kshera. Ganbach is an acronym for goyim, noshim, behemo, and kusim. And it's mevur from the Gemara that a sukkah that's built al yidei akum by a non-Jew or by a woman, or even by a behemoth, which there's a question what a sukkah's behemoth means, that it was made for a behemoth and not by a behemoth, which the Paiskim and the Meforshim do discuss. But generally, it's a klal gadol that a sukkah that's created by a goy or by a woman would be kosher. And Rashi explains, the Gemara says that is only true if it's mesucheches yofe, if the sukkah is the schach was put on in an opportune manner. The Mukha Milsa says Rashi Shiasiyosa Rishonu Letzel Hoisa. It has to be, there's one criteria which is necessary, that the sukkah has to be built L'shem Tzel. It's learned from the Gemara, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Sukkah Tiyel Letzel Yoimam, that a sukkah is made Letzel. So as long as the sukkah was created for Tzel, even though we don't need L'shem Chag, which we'll discuss on Daf Test tomorrow in tomorrow's Daf. L'shem Chag, a person does not have to build the sukkah necessarily for the Chag of Sukkot, but the sukkah has to be a tzel sukkah. It has to be created for protection, for shade, and then it's a sukkah. And another criteria we find is that it has to be asiya. It has to be created al yidei ma'isa. A person has to create it, v'loisha asu me'elof. A sukkah that's made by itself is not kosher. So the two criteria which are necessary for a sukkah, one is that it has to be made al yidei ma'isa, and also it must be created l'shem tzel. The sukkah has to be, the schach has to be put on the top of the sukkah with the intention of creating shade. Now there's another nekuda which is brought down, and another question, which is, does the sukkah have to be made al yidei bar chiyuva? Does the sukkah have to be built and the schach have to be put on dafka by somebody who is a bar chiyuva, who is nichlal, who is part and parcel of the mitzvah of sukkah or not? From our gemara, it's mevur, it's clear that if it's a sukkah that was made al yidei an isha, it's kosher. A sukkah that's made al yidei a non-Jew, it's kosher. We see clearly that a person does not have to make a sukkah. The sukkah does not have to be made by somebody who is nitztave, who is part of the mitzvah of sukkah. However, that's not so simple. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, brings down minayin the tzitzis. The Gemara Menachos discusses making tzitzis, and it says the Gemara says that how do we know that a tzitzis that's made al yidei any Yehudi would be possible? Because it says Daber Abnei Yisrael v'asu lahem. Daber Abnei Yisrael, says the Gemara, Abnei Yisrael and not a Gentile. Tosis on the side is medayik like we just said, mashma. Ha'ishak sheira, even though a Gentile would be puzzled, but a woman, if a woman were to make tzitzis, that would be okay. We see a concept which is discussed by writing a sefer Torah or writing tefillin, that anybody who's not in tefillin, an isha cannot write tefillin because they're not mitzvah in tefillin, so they cannot write the parashas of tefillin. So Tosfos deduces from the Gemara over here in Menachos Daf Mem Hei that the only person that are excluded from the mitzvah, from making of tzitzis, is only an Ein Yehudi. But we see that an Isha is kosher, and even though an Isha is not nichlal in the tzivah of tzitzis, she still can make tzitzis, she still can tie tzitzis. Now this concept is actually a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos in Gittin and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, b'negeya kshira of the concept of writing tefillin or writing the parashas of tefillin, the Gemara says in Gittin that any kol sheyeshne b'kshira yeshne b'ksiva, anybody who has a tziva of tying the tefillin is allowed to write the parashas of tefillin, but a woman who's ena b'kshira is not part of the mitzvah of putting on tefillin cannot write the parashas of tefillin. Says Tosfos, Mikan Omer ben Otam, the Ein Isha Oydes Lulo. Just like an Isha cannot write tefillin, an Isha cannot tie together a lulav. Va'isa tzitzis, and an Isha, a woman cannot make tzitzis. Because just like we see that since she cannot, she's not mitzuva in tying the tefillin, she cannot write the tefillin, so she can also not create tzitzis, and she cannot create lulav. She cannot tie the lulav together. And Tosfos asks from our Gemara. The Gemara says that Sukkas Ganbach is Kshera, even though a woman is not mitzvah in sitting in the Sukkah. Still, the Gemara says that a Sukkah that's created by a woman would be kosher to sit in, and that it is acceptable. So this is a question on Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Now it happens to be that there's lahalocha we paskin in Hilchas Tzitzis. We paskin that tzitzis she'osu akum is posel, like it says Dabra b'nei Yisrael to exclude akum. However, it says the Mechaber in Simin Yudalid in Hilchas Tzitzis ha'isha k'sheira la'asoyson. We don't paskin like a Beit Tam that says that a isha is not allowed to make tzitzis. Rather, the Mechaber says that Isha could tie the tzitzis and could create the tzitzis, and that's not a problem. The Ramah argues and says, V'yesh machmirim. There is an inyan to be machmir, l'hatshich anoshim shiyasu oisom, v'toyv la'asoyisim kem l'chatchilo. So the Mechaber tells us by tzitzis, it is recommended that a man should tie the tzitzis and not a woman. Now that's all in reference to tzitzis. And the Mefarshim explained that by tzitzis, we see a special mitzvah of asiyas tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to make tzitzis. V'davra b'nei Yisrael also have tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to make tzitzis. So in that mitzvah, we have the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Maharam, whether or not an isha is nichal in making, in creating tzitzis. However, when it comes to sukkah, we see that even an Ein Yehud, even an Akum, that makes a sukkah would be considered kosher. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin, Sif Cotton Beis, says clearly that somebody whose sukkah falls on Yom Tov, the Misha Tzor Sukkah be Yom Tov, Muta La Asoysa be Yom Tov, Ayide Akum, you're allowed to call an Akum to make your sukkah, to put together your sukkah again. Let's say a person had a sukkah and it fell down, and the sach fell down, and it's a puzzle, a sukkah, you're allowed to call an akum to build a sukkah because of the tzarech mitzvah. Even on Yom Tov, you're allowed to have an akum build it. We see clearly that an akum, even an akum who is puzzled to make tzitzis, but still to make a sukkah, an akum is allowed to, and that's based on our Gemara. The Gemara says, sukkahs ganbach is ksheira, sukkahs goyim, Sukkas Noshim, Sukkas Behemo, and Sukkas Kusim are all kosher, because even though an Akum is Eina B'Toyras, and it's not mitzvah in the mitzvah of sukkah, we don't need it to be built on the day somebody who's b'teres mitzvah of sukkah. And the reason, the difference between tzitzis and sukkah is twofold. First of all, that tzitzis, we say we have a special pasuk v'asu davar b'nei Yisrael v'asu lem tzitzis, that dafka b'nei Yisrael are mitzvah to make tzitzis, but an akum cannot make tzitzis. And also, by tzitzis, there's a special mitzvah to make the tzitzis. However, by the asiyah of sukkah, we don't have a special mitzvah asiyah of sukkah. We have one criteria that's necessary, that the sukkah has to be made l'shem tzeil. But it doesn't have, you need a maisa. The sukkah has to be done on the maisa, which we explained. It cannot be done me'elo, like the Gemara says later, if somebody has a godish of a pile of wheat, and somehow the middle of the pile emptied itself out, and there was standing a sukkah that was ready made without anybody having to have any type of intervention, that would not be good, because you need an amaisa asiya sukkah. But there's no mitzvah to make a sukkah, even though the Gemara later on, and Daf Mem He, discusses the question of making a bracha by the asiya sukkah. That's all in order to facilitate a sukkah, but there's no mitzvah. By tzitzit, there's a mitzvah to make the tzitzit. But by sukkah, there's no mitzvah to make the sukkah. It has to be done on a maisa, and anybody who can do a maisa, even an akum does a maisa, or an isha does a maisa, it would be considered a kosher sukkah, and that would not be a problem. It happens to be that if a person would want to ask his little child under the age of bar mitzvah to put on the scarf for him, that might be a question. The Prima Godin in Simon Tafresh Lamed Hey is Mesupik if a katan could make a sukkah. And I'll read the Lashon. The Lashon of the Prima Godin is as follows. It's in the beginning of Simon Tafresh Lamed Hey. The katan sha'aso sukkah yesh lemer k'shera Maisa Yeshlehem, you bring the Gemara Chulin that a person has a Maisa, a cotton, his Maisa is considered a Maisa. Of course, you don't need Das, to make the Sukkah. All you need is a Maisa, and there's a question if the Maisa of a cotton is considered a Maisa or not. So, in summation, we have established that, at least with the Eva, it would be acceptable for an Akum to put on the schach. A person can hire the dievet, a person would be able to hire a non-Jew to help him with the schach. It would be kosher to be done on the isha, and by katan, where there's a question if his maisa is considered a maisa, there the Prima Godin is besupik, and he blives sorachiyim, and of course it would be recommended not to ask the katan to put schach on a person's sukkah. Because there's a question if the maisa of a katan is considered a maisa, and therefore, and if it's not considered a maisa, it's considered a sume elav, and we know that a sukkah that's made by itself is not considered a sukkah. Now it happens to be, there's a question, the stechemet, in Ma'arecha Sukkah Ois Gimel, brings from the Sefer Leif Chaim, Cheluk Bei Simen Reish Tes, that if a akum were to make a sukkah without a Yisroel, without a Jew, helping him and encouraging him and directing him as to what to do and how to make the sukkah, that it would be puzzle. And that is a clear question, because we just mentioned, the Gemara says clearly in our daf that sukkah gambach is kshera, and we saw the Mishnah Brura says that if a person could hire a goy to build a sukkah for him, so why is the what's shah in the Sefer Leif Chaim that says that a akum to make a sukkah would be possible? And the chayr, one can answer this by understanding this din of l'shem tzeil. We know that it's clear that even though a person does not have to build a sukkah specifically for the chag, but the sukkah has to be built with the intention of creating tzeil. And here we can understand that sometimes when an akum makes a sukkah, it would be considered acceptable if the Jew was Emir al-Gabo and directing him and telling him to make the sukkah properly, that would be acceptable. But if a non-Jew were to make a sukkah without any direction, that could be possible. Even though the Gemara by us says Sukkot's Ganbach, which in the, and the Mashmois of the Gemara is that if a guy just makes himself a sukkah, that would be okay. We can lay down the following yisoid to understand where sometimes a guy's sukkah would be fine and sometimes it won't. The question is, why is this non-Jew making the sukkah? In our Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Beis, where it discusses a sukkah of Gambach, we're talking about where, like Rashi explains, where the goy made a sukkah, the non-Jew made a sukkah for himself, l'shem tzel. He himself needed a protection from the sun, and therefore he made himself a sukkah to protect l'sukkah l'tzel yoyma. The sukkah should protect him from the sun. In that case, that sukkah, even though it's not made for any Jewish purpose, it's made just specifically to protect from the sun, that would be acceptable, and an akum, the sukkah of a goy would be okay. What the Steichem is talking about is where the goy made a sukkah for sukkahs. He went to one of the sukkahs companies and he started building sukkahs for the mitzvah. And since he's not building it for tzeil, he's just building it for the mitzvah. So we have a klal, whenever a yid is building it for the mitzvah, it's inherent in his kavana that he's building it for tzeil purposes. So if a yid, it's important and to have in mind when the person's putting on the schach and even to say it with his mouth, the shame tzeil, he's putting this on with the intentions of creating the tzeil, but the fact that he's building the shame mitzvah, that itself is l'shem tzeil, that the kavana could be inherent in his actions. However, when a non-Jew just builds it for the Jewish sukkah holiday, he's not, if he doesn't have in mind to build himself a protection from the sun, and he's just building it for the mitzvah, since he doesn't have the kavana of the mitzvah, that could be possible, and that would be pshat why the Steich Gemed brings from the Leif Chaim that there would be a problem for a non-Jew to build a sukkah. However, when the Yisrael Omer al Gabo, when the Mishnah Berurah says if it fell, if your sukkah fell down in the middle of sukkahs and a person needs to build it on Yom Tov, he's allowed to ask a non-Jew to build it for him. In that case, he would be directing him and telling him, make it l'shem tzeil, make sure you do it, and we'll see in a minute the psak of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, where you might not even need the non-Jew to have kavan of l'shem tzeil. Rav Shlomo Zalman says a very big chiddush, and he says that you don't necessarily need that the person puts the schach on l'shem tzeil. It would be enough, so Rav Shlomo Zalman, if the Baal Bayis were to observe the action of the schach laying action, and while the schach is being laid, he would have in mind that it should, that the tchilas asiyoso should be the shei mitzvah and the shei tzeil, and it's possible to create a chiddush that even if it's done automatically or al yidei ruach, al yidei katon, or al yidei akum, if the baal bayis is there and he is having a machshava that this schach that's coming onto the sukkah in any manner is coming, And he wants it to be l'shem tzeil, that machshava alone from the Baal Bayis would be enough. And therefore, Kol Shekhen, when a person on Yom Tov calls over a goy and asks him to please put on the schach, if the Baal Bayis is sitting there and the Baal Bayis himself has the machshava according to Shlomo Zalman, that would be enough. It wouldn't need the Akum, the Eidi Yehudi, to have the same machshava, and that would be acceptable. Now it happens to be, this is all l'inyan b'diyavet. Like we said, that Isha b'diavad would be kosher, and Akum, if he's doing it the same, his own sale, of course it's kosher. If he's doing it for a yid, if the yid is Omer al Gabov and directs him to have machshavas sale, that would be okay. If the yid himself would have machshavas sale, that would also be fine. That's all b'nei geya l'chatchila. It happens to be that the inyan l'chatchila, there happens to be a machloikis, Vikur Yaakov, and the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Levrocha, if a person can use an Isha l'chadchila, if a person can ask his wife, or another Isha, to put a schach on l'chadchila. The Bikur Yaakov is Siman Tov Reish Lamed Heis of Kod Beis states, he brings from the Magen Avraham that the Benigea putting together a lulav. The Magen Avraham says, "V'chatchilu lo ya'agrid hanochri lulav." A person should not ask a nochri to tie his lulav together, even though we paskin that lulav ain't tzarich eged. The kolmokri kiven shehu noy la mitzvah chashuv k'mitzvah atzma. Since it's the hachshara of the mitzvah, the noy of the mitzvah, it's considered like in certain regard. It's considered that it's part of the mitzvah, and therefore l'chatchila a person should not use a nochri. Says the Bikur Yaakov. V'atam v'chol she'ena mechuyah b'davar ein roi l'taknoi k'ma shekasavti l'chein nir elisa the Bikur Yaakov demadim achshirinon kan sukas nochri. Not that we say that a sukkah idei an akum is fine. It's dafka also kvar chera av l'chatchila lo yisachech sukasai al idei nochri v'isho v'koton pachos mi'id gimel. If it's built already, that would be okay. But a person should not ask the katchila, a nachri, an isha, or a katon to make a sukkah. A person should do it dafka ide gadol mitzvah mitzvahs. That's the din l'katchila because it is a chelik of the mitzvah. The Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein zechana brach in chelik kesem and men, ois gimel states that it would be mutter even l'chatchila to ask a woman to put the schach on, and that would not be a problem. We'll just end with one very important halacha, and that is as follows. It happens to be in today's day we have a sukkah mats, and many times people put the mat on in a way that it's not so secure, and the wind is sometimes strong winds come and blow the mat halfway off the sukkah. And then a couple minutes later, the wind comes in the other direction and blows the mat right back where it was. And it seems to be a great sukkah. And according to what we are saying, it's something that it could be that this sukkah would be considered puzzle. Even though originally, when a person created the sukkah and put the schach on, it was done 100% properly. But if no one's standing by, and during the night, it's in a situation where the wind took the schach and made the schach into a sukkah psula, and then without anybody knowing, put the schach right back on in a manner that now it looks like kshera, that would be puzzle. Because, we said before, it has to be, a sukkah cannot be in a matzah where the sock was put on by itself. We said from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that if somebody's standing there while it's being put on by itself, and he's thinking that it's being put on by itself should be l'shem tzeil, that might be acceptable, a chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman. But if nobody's around, and the wind blows the sock off and then blows it back on, the people could end up sitting in a sukkah, in the entire sukkah, and not be yoy to the mitzvah sukkah v'chlal, which is something very serious to consider. And therefore, a person should make sure to tie the schach down in a manner that the wind will not uncover the sukkah and pass the sukkah, even though it becomes kosher again. But once it became kosher, if it becomes kosher al-yedei ruach, that would be a problem, and definitely something to look out for and to consider.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.